cross piece of the A and saw it.
An A-frame or saw horse, same distance?
Same thing. Okay.
I'd call it a saw horse.
Alright, that's good. What do you call the little buildings that surround the headquarters of the ranch?
Outhouses?
Yeah, that's fine.
Outhouses?
Do you know some kinds of machinery that farmers might use to make the ground ready for planting? Do you have any idea?
I'm not a farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have tractors and discs and plows, harrows, seeders?
What would you call an earth mover that's pulled by mules? You ever see one of those?
Wow.
Well, it might have it's pulled by mules. In the old days, it was pulled by mules, and it might have a bucket to take the earth and then dump it out at some later point.
They used to pull Fresnos, which was one day. And then they had the old, 2 ounces in the back of
it. You ever heard of a buck scraper?
Buck scraper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say it was a dirt scraper.
A dirt scraper? Okay. Great. You ever heard of a gee whiz? Okay, I have no idea what that is. It's some sort of farming equipment. Okay, what kinds of tools would a rancher carry with him on his daily business?
Well, fencing pliers is we always carry horseshoe nails with us, horseshoes, if we throw a shoe or something. But I'd say working tools for a cowboy would be that kind of stick rope. That's a very, always needs fencing pliers. Chaps, chinks.
What are chinks?
They're shorter. Sure, the difference in chaps and chinks. We wear both. We're chaps and wear chaps. Chinks and some. To go through the thorny bushes like this.
Yeah.
So it protects the legs. And these, like our boots, these are what's called snake boots. Normally, if you get struck by a rattlesnake, it'll catch you on the side.
Yeah.
As you walk past them. So that's why it's double leather.
Oh, okay. I wondered about that.
These are chaps on this side, and that's chinks of the little
shirt. Oh, okay. Yeah.
For in the summertime.
Wow. Now that, I didn't know, that you could actually get boots to protect you a little bit against snakes.
That's
I always
why we
heard
wear
that,
them
it,
up here.
That there was no protection against snakes.
Well, there's really not, but you know, this is better. Why do we wear a pants here? That's not for looks. That's because if a snake strikes you and gets caught in your jeans, you leave it. He hooks his finger and he just keeps it because he can't get loose. And so we try to protect ourselves. That's why we wear high boots, and then we'll wear chinks in the summertime. It's cooler.
Uh-huh.
Now, in wintertime, we'll wear the chaps that go all the way down because that's warmer. And so everything covers does it. It has nothing to do with it. It's something that's a part of this. Kind of like, what is there? 100 different things that you use a scarf.
Oh, really?
Oh, they'll have that. Primarily, if you're driving cattle and you're in the back end of it.
Hi.
Bubba.
Bubba.
You're a sweetie.
Snuck in on me.
Yeah. Come on. Bubba, let's go back outside, Bubba. Come on.
Come on, Bubba. Let's go.
Let's go outside, Bubba.
Yeah,
you and me.
Take a break.
Yeah, we're all going outside.